Tavon, you see Glover Quinn go down. What's going through your mind?
That's tough. You know, that's a guy that doesn't miss many plays, backbone of our defense, so that's definitely tough. But we had to go out there and play without him. You know what I mean? That's the nature of this business, you know, next man up.
How hard is it to see a guy like that, not only that's a great player on the field, but just a key part in this locker room, to see him go down like that?
You know, as good a player he is, he's a better person. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, seeing him go down was definitely tough for me. You know, we built a great relationship over the past year and a half, 2 years, so it's definitely tough to watch your partner go down like that.
This was such a high-scoring game. Why do you think that was? What were the Saints doing that was working?
We got to play better. You know what I mean? We got to find a way to do our jobs better. You know, hats off to them. They did a great job as well. But, you know, if we're going to fix this thing, we're going to have to start with us. You know, it's not going to start with them or whoever we play. It's going to start with us by limiting our mistakes, and then we give ourselves a chance to win.
What did you think of the tackling today on both sides of the ball, really?
We didn't win a game, so we gotta tackle better, you know what I mean, myself included. We got to get guys on the ground, you know, especially on those short throws. We can't let those short throws turn a long, great run out the catch. We just got to be better in all aspects of the game.
What role did the turnover ratio play in today's game?
It was huge. You know, I think they had 5 turnovers and we had 3. We got to figure out a way to get our offense the ball back even more. You know, if they get 5 turnovers, we got to get 6. You know, whether we like it or not, that's just the way it is.
What do you do with a loss like this heading into the bye week? How do you handle it?
We got to go in there and listen to our coaches and take our lessons and get better. You know what I mean? That's all. We got to move on from it because, I mean, no one is going to feel sorry for us. We got to be back in 2 weeks ready to play a great Pittsburgh team.
How do you prevent this from festering over that little break that you have instead of getting it out next week and playing another game?
Your leader's got to be big in this situation. You know, we got to go and demand that we have a great practice week. When we practice this week, we have a great practice next week and get our mojo back, get our swagger back a little bit.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.